Hello everyone, and welcome to the first episode of Royalty. So I have titled this as such because I feel like my aim with this is to remind myself as well as anyone who listens about that nature of us that is royalty, about helping us act like royalty, helping us be kind to ourselves, to others, all of that jazz. So it's just kind of a self-help, self-awareness, all of these things all together. And I've wanted to do this for a while. Like, if you see my Instagram, I started doing like my poems on there as well. It's just, I feel like I started that because I'm trying to do like I'm trying to be more vulnerable to other people in my life as I am when I'm doing my counseling course, my psychotherapy and counseling course. And in that course, we're basically pushed to the limit of self-awareness, to growth. Like, it's almost like forced growth. That's what I used to call it, because man, did that course like take everything out of me. So I have decided to kind of do this, and I feel like and it's not just now I decided, it's been on my mind for a very, 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 very long time. I told one of my friends, aka a while back ago, I know the time, like years later, he asked me, Valima, how about this podcast? What's going on? I can't remember when, but yeah, it's finally here, and I finally have the intention to properly do it. Yeah, so that's enough of the backstory. Maybe I'll give more of that another time. But for right now, what I want to talk about is do what you do well and stop trying to do what's more comfortable for other people. So this is just about embracing our strengths and staying true to our unique abilities. For a long time, for me, I wanted to like be an actor. It's not even an actor. I wanted to be in theater. I really, really did, like, to the point where I actually was bold enough to say to my Nigerian father that I want to go to school and study theater arts. Like, it was really a thing. And I think it was because I was so, I think like a lot of us really, like, I heavily admired Disney Channel. Like, I really wanted to be in there. I could sing. I can sing. I felt that I could mix that with acting and all the rest. And I really wanted to do that. Like, it was really like a big passion of mine. But it kind of dulled down when I went to a private school in Nigeria that really just locks you in and you just have to do your work. And that, it all just kind of died down at that point, and I couldn't do all that I used to do in high school, the singing, and I never really acted. I sang, danced, all of that, but I never really acted. But recently I put on my story when I met, there was an actor, a very prominent actor in Nigeria, who put out a thing at, when I was 17, 18, for people to audition for like a show. And so I auditioned, I had some people who helped me like make the video and everything. And I just noticed how horrible an actor I was. It wasn't funny, guys. It wasn't funny. Like, I was watching myself. I was like, yeah, what? I did not know I was this bad at this. So that's when I found like I couldn't act. Like, obviously, if I try now, maybe something will be different. But nah, that really just put me off. Like, I was like, no, it's not for me. It's not for me. It's not for me. So I never really did it. And that's just one story. And I did architecture again for about 7 years. I studied. I have my master's in the course. And I dumped it because I was never really that interested in it. So I've just really been finding, what am I interested in? I finally found it. God, thank you. I finally found it. And this is the psychotherapy and everything I'm doing now. But look how long it took me to get there. I think it took a while for me to be okay with the fact that I couldn't act. That, okay, this theatre arts I've been dreaming of. I can sing, yes, okay. I can dance, okay. But then the other essential part I can't do kind of put me off it. I'm sure that if I tried, I could have gotten somewhere, you know, with it. Like, obviously with practice and everything makes perfect, right? So, but I never did because I just embraced. For me, I just was like, nah, I don't want to. I wasn't into, or I wasn't ready to put in that much effort to get to that point with it. So I kind of put it to the side, which again, I think was good to me because it made me kind of find that thing that comes more natural for me, that unique ability that comes natural to me. And I just had to kind of stay true to it and follow that path until I found myself here. And for that, I am thankful to myself for staying true to me and for trying to get to this point. And I hope that I can continually do it. So this is about knowing your strengths, right? That's point one. Know your strengths. Self-awareness is very, 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 very significant. And on that note, I really just advise everyone, please get therapy where you can, where you're able to, because it's not about you being mental or having a problem. It's just about you finding out more about yourself, to be honest. It's just about you finding those little things that you've ignored, and then you find it and you're like, this is why I'm like this. I feel that that has really gone a long, 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 long way in my life. I'm so, so, so thankful that I actually gave therapy a chance, that I actually said, okay, I'm going to actually fully immerse myself in it. Although it was compulsory, it's a very compulsory thing for my course. I have to get 40 hours of it. I've gotten about just over 30 now. And I'm glad that it was compulsory because it's helped me know myself a lot better. I think it helped me even get to the point where I was like, okay, I'm going to post this thing on IG, you know? It helped me get there. And I am always, always thankful for it. So if you can get therapy, if you can look for a way to keep on knowing yourself, journaling, you know, by journaling you also find some things that you're not able to find just thinking about things. You write about it and then you look back, you're like, interesting. See, you don't have to spend money, just write down things, you know, be intent on knowing yourself. So there's a real knack to finding out these little things about yourself, because I think it helps you just value yourself, helps you identify your strengths and really acknowledge them and just really value them and go ahead with them. It gives you this newfound confidence that you're like, I'm still like that. I'm still like, where is this confidence coming from? Like, huh? Like, you know? So I feel like it's very important. Self-awareness is just, it helps you know your strengths, helps you identify them. It helps you acknowledge them, being sure of them. So it just goes a really, really, really long way. And by valuing these strengths, identifying, acknowledging them, it just helps you focus more on your strengths. And that always leads to being successful in those things. It always leads you to push harder, knowing that this is for me. This is for me. That is for me. This is not for me. You know, pushing those things that are not for you away, it makes it so you don't have such a crowded space, you know, in your head. It filters what is necessary, what is needed, and takes out all that isn't, you know, maybe pushes it for another time, or just pushes it out completely. And another thing it does, it helps you appreciate those it's for. Like this whole architecture business where I'm like, nah, I can't do it, it's not for me. When I see other people who do it, I'm like, oh my gosh, you are so amazing. Like, your work is so great. Like, it removes these words, jealousy and envy. It just makes you appreciate the differences in the world because it makes you appreciate you, which then obviously it helps appreciate other people. It helps you say you are great at what you do. And then it helps you to be able to say to yourself, to myself, I am so good at what I do, you know, appreciate it. And it helps you to say, okay, this isn't so great. Helps you to be able to scold yourself, I guess. But even not going that far, it just helps you to say to yourself, like, okay, I didn't do too well here. Let me try this. Let me stop doing that. Let me, you know, just let me be better in a nutshell. And that's the great thing about self-awareness, about knowing your strengths.